This is episode 3 of the Super Cool Stuff Show on June 23rd, 2008. Welcome to the Super Cool Stuff Show. I am your host, Terry Bartley. And I'd like to start off by telling you a little bit about where I'm from. I don't think I've ever told you that I'm from a small town in West Virginia. It's called Madison. It's in the county of Boone. So I can literally say that I'm from the boonies. It's completely true. And the reason I bring this up is because the biggest thing that ever comes to town recently did. It's the Coal Festival. It's essentially a glorified carnival. It got its name from, obviously, coal. Because that's our major export here in Boone County. That's how we make all of our money. All the rich people in town are coal miners. And I just want to talk about carnivals in general. I mean, the Coal Festival, because they went there and experienced the whole thing again. But carnivals are really strange, because they always seem fun before you go. No matter how much experience you have with carnivals, and you're always like, I'm excited to go, it should be a lot of fun, riding the rides, all that. But then whenever you leave, and you have an empty wallet, and your stomach's a little queasy, you remember why you don't like carnivals. One big thing I hate about carnivals are their rides. I mean, they're fun for a while. But I get distracted whenever I ride carnival rides because I realize that they take them everywhere they go. They get taken apart, put back together on a weekly basis. And that always messes with my mind. Like, I was riding a ride at the Coal Festival, and it went around and around and stuff. And I had fun for, like, the first 30 seconds. After that, I started looking at the cart in front of me thinking, I have no form of protection at all. Should this cart fly off, which is entirely possible because it gets taken apart regularly, I could easily die from this. I mean, if it flies off and I hit my head, I'm just going to break my neck and that's the end of it. Then I had to think to myself, wait a minute, Terry, don't think like that. That's not the way to have fun at these rides. So once I finally got my mind off of that, I had a lot more fun. And then we come to the food. Carnival food is crazy because it's so freaking expensive. I'm sure you guys have noticed that you can get a hamburger for $3 at a carnival. But my favorite part about carnival food is that there are things that you can't get anywhere else. An obvious example of this is a funnel cake. I mean, you can get it at IHOP now because they recently added it, but it's a carnival food. And, you know, you always want to get it when you go to the carnival because you never get it any other time. But I recently observed the food at the Coal Festival, and I gotta say, there's some stuff there that looks incredible. Like, once you eat it, it would be amazing. But not only does it look incredible, it also looks as though it might kill you if you eat too much of it. The one thing I'm referring to specifically is something they call deep-fried candy bars, and it is exactly what it sounded like. It was a candy bar. Any variety, essentially, Snickers, Three Musketeers, any of that stuff, and they deep fry it. I didn't try it. I'm not that adventurous, but it looked like it would be incredible because candy bar is good, deep fried, good, together, amazing. And I just thought it was crazy they can offer something like that. I'd also like to talk a little bit about the prices at a carnival. I noticed that they were selling Polish sausage, which I like a lot. I've got German heritage, so anything involving sausage and kraut and that kind of stuff, I enjoy. So I was like, ooh, some Polish sausage, that could be fun. Then I glanced at the price, $7 for one Polish sausage. And then I decided to not eat at the carnival, and I came home and I snacked on food already at my house, which is probably the best strategy. Then my very least favorite part about carnivals are the swindlers. You guys know the people I'm talking about, the ones that try to get you to do things, and you feel like you have to do them. I was a victim of a swindler very recently at a carnival. I was walking down at the Coal Festival. A guy called me over. He was like, hey, come play this game. Then he put a tiny basketball in my hand, as though saying, you have to do this now. I gave you the ball. So I walked over, and he was like, this is an easy game. Play this. And he was like, okay. He was like, it's $5 to play. So then I gave him $5. He was like, okay, do three more. And he was like, crazy easy. So I did it three more times. And he was like, okay, give me $15 and you get a prize. And $15, that's right, $20 to play this game. That was incredibly easy and I got a prize for it. But the thing is, it wasn't like I wanted to do it necessarily. It was as though I felt obligated to do it. Like, I'd already played the game at the point when I owed him money, and it was almost like if I didn't pay him, he provided a service for me, which I didn't pay for at that point. And it's just crazy that that happens, and it happens regularly. So now I own a $20 small stuffed tiger, which I'm not proud of, but it happens, and that's what happens at these carnivals. So now, you guys will like this. This is the first time I've done this. It's time to move on to the first segment. TV. Alright, for this week's TV segment, I'm going to talk about Disney Channel's most recent original movie, Camp Rock. I'm sure you've seen previews for this movie all month long on the Disney Channel, ABC, ABC Family, any Disney property, essentially. But they promoted it as though it's going to be like the next High School Musical starring the Jonas Brothers. The crazy thing about the promotion for this, more than anything, was that this weekend it aired on all three Disney networks, it's not ESPN. The first night it premiered, Friday night, on Disney Channel. On Saturday night, it was on ABC. On Sunday night, it was on ABC Family. And now, today, it's going to be on the internet so that people can watch it whenever they want, online. So all that's well and good, and it all seemed like it was going to be a super cool movie, because I loved High School Musical, and I was ready for something original that was the same quality. I like the Jonas Brothers a lot. I know that they're really poppy pop stars, but I think they're cool, and I like them, and I like their music. So there's that. So I watched the movie when it premiered on Disney Channel Friday night with high hopes. The premise of the movie is a girl that doesn't have a lot of money gets to go to this camp, Camp Rock, which looks like it'd be a cool place to go. They prepare people to be rock stars, pop stars, whatever, celebrities, or musicians. And they even said a couple times, if you want to be in music, you have to go to Camp Rock. And it looks like it'd be a cool place to go. If you were into music as a kid, I would have loved to go there, I know. And at the camp, they have a new celebrity guest counselor. And he's a rock star played by Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, who needs to clean up his image. So he's going to this camp to just make it look like he's being a better person and trying to become much more family friendly, because you know how these rock stars are. Sometimes their image gets out of hand and they have to do something to clean it up. And that's what Camp Rock is for him. So I love that premise. I love that we're following a girl who doesn't have a lot of money that wants to chase her dream. That's a great Disney premise. And then I love the idea of a rock star having to go to this camp to clean up his image. I think that's a great concept. The cast is really great. Demi Lovato plays the girl, and she has an incredible voice. She does a great job acting. I liked her a lot. Joe Jonas, like I said, of the Jonas Brothers, is in it. And one myth I'd like to clear up. The other two Jonas Brothers are in the movie, but the way Disney Channel promoted it was as though they would be stars alongside Joe Jonas. When in all actuality, they are very menial supporting characters. However, they are in the movie. Other stars of note, the mom from Wizards of Waverly Place plays the mom in this movie. And Allison Stoner, who people will remember as Sally from Disney's short segment, Mike's Super Short Show, and also in the Missy Elliott video, the little girl that danced crazy, that was her. The songs in it are pretty good. I liked at least half of them, which is good for a movie with original songs. So this sounds like it's going to be a great movie, right? A strong cast, a great premise, decent songs. The implementation was horrible. I can't go into details because I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it yet, but the story just wasn't that great. I wanted to like it so much, but I just couldn't. I watched it because I liked the actors, I liked the characters to an extent, and like I said, I liked the premise, so I wanted to like the movie overall. But it just didn't deliver. One major flaw with this movie was it couldn't decide whether it wanted to be a musical or a movie involving music. It went back and forth between those continuously. And not in a Blues Brothers kind of way, but in just a very jarbled movie kind of way. Characters never really broke out into song, which should happen if it's a musical. However, they did break out into random dance numbers that didn't make any sense whatsoever, because we never saw them rehearse for them. However, they never broke out into song, so how does it make sense that they would know these dance numbers when it's not a musical overall? With that said, this movie is worth watching. If you're a fan of the High School Musical set, I would give it a watch, especially since it's going to be on the internet for a while now. Give it a watch. I'll put a link for it in the show notes so you guys can go to it. So I give it a watch if you're into the Disney Channel original movies kind of stuff, like High School Musical. But if you would like a movie similar to Camp Rock that does it better, I would recommend Raise Your Voice with Hilary Duff. It's about kids going to a camp-like thing for music, and I know that it got panned by critics, but I liked it a lot. I think it's a great movie. It does a good job of displaying the same kind of concept in a better way. So there's my two cents. And there you go, Camp Rock. I'm giving it a neutral kind of thumbs down. It's not terrible, but it's not the best movie I've ever seen. Movies. For the movie segment this week, I'm going to talk about the latest movie adaptation of an old TV show, Get Smart. You know, kind of like the Dukes of Hazzard, Miami Vice kind of thing that's been popular lately. Get Smart is a comedy starring Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway, which I'd like to talk about for a second because I love those two together. Just the idea of those two together. Because I've been a big fan of Steve Carell since The Daily Show, been a big fan of Anne Hathaway since Princess Diaries, and I think they're both great at comedy. So seeing them together in a comedy was great for me. Get Smart was one of three movies that I really wanted to see this year. Go ahead and name those while I'm talking about it. I wanted to see WALL-E by Disney Pixar. I want to see The Dark Knight. And Get Smart was the third movie I wanted to see. So I went into this with high hopes, obviously, because it's one of my three that I want to see. And I'd like to start out by saying that this is the way a movie like this should be made. By that I mean a movie adapted from a TV series, because the story isn't exactly the same as the series, and I don't think it should be. But it is made in the same spirit of the series. With that said, Get Smart contains a different kind of comedy than what's popular today. The kind of comedy that people are into today is the kind of like Knocked Up, Superbad, Judd Apatow kind of thing. That's a lot more littered with language and sex jokes and all that. And Get Smart doesn't have a lot of that. It's very Mel Brooks, Gary Marshall kind of style, which makes sense because Mel Brooks founded the Get Smart series and was a consultant on this movie. But that's more like, you know, pratfalls and observational comedy, that kind of stuff overall. And I think it's a great kind of comedy that we don't see enough of today. And it's great to see it revived. So to describe the comedy, if you're a fan of the original Get Smart series, it is identical to the comedy in Get Smart with added Steve Carellicities. If you've watched Steve Carell in The Office or anything else, you know he has those little tendencies that he does, and it's added into this movie. But it works great. Steve Carell was a really great Maxwell Smart. Anne Hathaway was a great 99. And Dwayne Johnson was in this cast. You may know him as The Rock. But he did a great job, too. And overall, I liked this movie a lot. I think it was a really great adaptation of an old series. The story they wrote around it worked out really very well. And again, there's not too much that I can say about the plot of this movie without ruining the story. But it's worth watching. And I would recommend for anybody to watch it. Because I left the theater feeling very good. Because it was just a great comedy. And I would like to see more comedies with this kind of sense of humor. Because like I said, there's not enough of them being made. So if you haven't seen Get Smart, go out there and watch it. Do it. Recommendations! So my recommendation for this week is a graphic novel memoir. It's about an Iranian girl named Marjane Satrapi. She wrote it, and it's very cool. Like I said, it's a graphic novel, which for those of you who may not know what those are, graphic novels are essentially comic books in book form. And the entire book is written like that, so there's pictures and words with all of it, and I love it. And it's called Persepolis. It's hard to spell and say, so I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes also. But it's a really great book, and what I love about it is it has a great story behind it. We follow Marjane as she grew up during the Iranian Revolution. We follow her to Austria, where she goes to school, and all this kind of stuff. And there's two books, Persepolis and then Persepolis 2. And what I love about it is that it shows us the human side of those from the Middle East. Because here in America, what we get portrayed as Middle Eastern people is essentially that they're all terrorists, and that's all we know. We know about their leaders, and that's it. And what I love is that we get to see the human side of it, that these people don't all blindly follow what the government tells them. Many of them do disagree with what we hear, and I love that about it. Something else I love is that it's written in graphic novel style. Not enough books are written like this. Two great things about graphic novels. One, you get two forms of the information. You get a picture and the words, and you have no questions as to what it means. And two, you can read it quickly. I read this book in probably about 3 hours total, and that's great, because I don't have a lot of free time to dedicate to reading. Whenever I can get through a story quickly, that is awesome. Something else really cool about this graphic novel is that it's going to be made into a movie very soon. So this is me trying to beat the trend. I think everybody's going to realize how cool it is very soon once the movie's released. But until then, join me and know how cool it is right now before everybody else does. And pick it up. It is Persepolis by Marjane Satrapi. And that is my recommendation for the week. That's it for this edition of the Super Cool Stuff Show. Thanks everybody for listening. Be sure to check out my show notes at scss.podomatic.com for all the links of stuff I've talked about in this show. If you like this show, I encourage you to subscribe to it so that you don't have to check the website every time to see when an update is. You can subscribe with iTunes, I have a link to that on the site now, or with my RSS feed. Either one works. I'm not picky, as long as you listen. So thanks for listening, you guys, for the Super Cool Stuff Show. I'm Gary Bartley. Catch you later.